parsha Shabbos, parsha Zohar. Zohar says, "Shirosuf Hamolik Baderach Hatzitz Yisroel." The Torah tells us that we should remember in various ways. Shirosuf Hamolik, according to the Rambam Shita, is tamid, constantly machshav and belayv. According to Ramban, through sipur, through teaching, through telling our children, our grandchildren, and also Zohar b'peh. For curious, I told the Chol Polis once a year with a cloth and the tzibur, Zohar Shayasach HaMolech B'derech V'Zeis Mitzrayim. What should we remember? Ashikorcha B'derech, Rashi brings down various pshatim, three pshatim. Ashikorcha B'derech L'Ashimikra. First thing Rashi says is L'Ashimikra. And this is HaMolech. HaMolech has Ashkafis. His outlook in life is that everything is derech mikra. It happens this way. As the Rambam mentions in the Hilchos Tainis, if a person has a tsar that comes upon him, he doesn't cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu where he should, and he doesn't come to realizations because of chatoyim, he has the tsar. It happens that way. If you're 90 years old already, you never were sick, you're bound to get sick soon. You're bound to break your hip. You're bound to get sick and get a flu and get pneumonia and you're going to die. It's going to happen that way. It has to happen that way. Because derech hateva. To play basketball, to play sports, you're professional and you didn't break your foot yet, it's going to happen. It has to happen. Therefore, when it happens. That's how the cookie crumbles. A cookie crumbles. And derech teva will happen to you. That's a teva de gefah. I think. So he says this derech hazorius, for garemis lehem ledobik v'maasei maroyim. It's a cause you to follow bad ways. This is what Kosh Baruch Hu says. If im tomu, that if you gvarach the mimi bikeri, gvarach the gamani emochem nachmeskir. If you think everything is like accidental, b'derech b'teva, things just happen this way, so therefore, I will treat you the same way. And b'emes is amolik. The Amalek is Rishis Golim Amalek, Rachrisa Adi Yoveid. Amalek is only in a Rishis. He's a beginning. He's beginning not only in Milchamos with Klal Yisrael, he's a beginning without an end. There is no end. End means Amalek has no chelik in Olam Emes. Amalek has no chelik in Osad Lavo. He's only now. He exists in this world. And how does he exist in this world? The father of Amalek is Esav. We know Malami Sheshmo Gorim. Vayikra Shmo Esav. The Medrash says in Todos, Esav Hashav Shebrasi Balami. Esav represents Shav. Esav is a dugma. He lives with dugmos, he lives with dimyonos, exaggerations and dreams. There's no tochel, there's nothing inside. There's a klipah. Esav is born. If you looked at Esav, he's so mature, so developed, so wise and so great and so strong and so beautiful. He must be the Bechor. I imagine if you compared Esav to Yaakov, Yaakov, a baby face, and Esav so mature, there'd be no doubt that Esav is the Bechor. They weren't identical twins. It was quite clear that Esav is the Bechor. But that Shav, it's a fake. Esav represents a Metzias of Shav. They ask on the Rambam. Rambam says that Shadim are Sheker. And yet we know the Gemara Chazal speak about Shadim. So how can that be if the Rambam says Sheker? The answer is the Rambam and the Gemara Hanohach. There are Shadim in the world. And what are they? There's a Metzias of Sheker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world something that really doesn't belong. It's a fake. It's also part of the world, a part of the Bria. A Bria Olam Hazeh. And this is Be'emes for Esav Ros. Esav represents Amalek. Amalek has this koyach of Sheker. This koyach of not showing the truth and being away from the truth. As it says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the summer is coming from B'tchias HaMeisim, ain't no B'tchias HaMeisim. He has no B'tchias HaMeisim. So Parsha Pshat, one would say, is a Mira Kenegin Mida, is a Nina from a Nonish. A Nonish. If a person doesn't believe, B'ayim Shema Tishmu, he doesn't believe in the Asin Lovo, he doesn't believe in the B'tchias HaMeisim, that a Zera goes in the ground and come up a plant, that he sees. But he'll go in the ground and he'll come up again, and he doesn't believe it. He'll be an Onish. He'll not have a Tchias HaMeisim. Ain't no Tchias HaMeisim. But there could be something else, another way of learning. If a person doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim, then he'll have no Tchias HaMeisim, not just because it's an Onish. He has no Shachas with Tchias HaMeisim. He has no connection with Tchias HaMeisim. In order to have Tchias HaMeisim, in order to have an Olam Habo, you have to be a Maimon B'Hashem. He has no Shachas with him. He has no relationship with him. Esav has no Shachas to Emes. An Olam Emes, an Olam Shekula Or, Olam Habo, he has no Shachas with him. He has no relationship with him. He's not Mekusha with him. Because I'm a chutin to it. It doesn't belong to him. He just wouldn't know what to do there. He's just the opposite. This is the Sheker. As the Psukim tell us in Shmos, before we read the Parsha by Yovel Molech and Purim morning, the Psukim say, Vahikri Shema Mokam Masam Rivo, Al-Rib bin Yisroel va'al-Nasosun, as Hashem Limor, Ayesh Hashem v'kirbenim yinoyim. And it says about Amalek, Vayav Amalek, and it says about Amalek, that V'chal lonu anoshim, giborim, v'yorichet, she'yizchusum v'sayosun, as in Shemit Tzadikim, neged, that of Amalek, and Bachar Lanu, another pshat is, no, Anashim Shiodim, Mavatok Shafim, the Fish of Bnei Amalek, Mechashim Hoy. They have to be able to endure and to fight off and to attack and to overcome the Kishif, the trickery and enchantment of Amalek, because that's Sheker. Amalek is basically Mechashim. Mechashim Pamal Yishamalu. The Gemara says in Chulin. They deny the very existence of the Rabbanu Shalom. And this is Amalek. This is Amalek. Amalek that is against the opposite of Emes. And that's what the Pasuk tells us, Ashekarach HaBaderech. But this Ashekarach HaBaderech, they mention Derech Mikra, which is not the Derech Emes, which is not only attempting a thing. The Pasuk also tells us another pshat, Ashekoch HaBaderech, not only in terms of Tumah, but also in terms of the Koyach HaMoik has to cool down. To make something extremely hot and to cool it down. As the Chazar called the Rashi, that Russian car, Marshall and Bambati, Rusachas, Shenko Ber Yechol Lorin, Besocho, Bo Ben Bliyal Echot, Kofetz Vior Besocho, Afa Pi, Shenichve, Hikro Yisob Befeacher. That even though he'll get burnt, but this individual cools it off for others. This is a Koyach HaBamot, a Meshigan, a Mamin Asmo Das, commits suicide. But this Meshigan, that when we think that he did nothing in this world, did a great deal. He was a great Mashpia. He was a Mashpia in others. He started, and he was able to be instrumental that others should follow him. They should do the same thing. The Rambam says in Perek Vav in Hilchos Deis, "There, b'yosu shalodim, v'yol nimshach b'deyosav, amasav achareyav b'chaverav, noig behem v'inig anshim v'dinosav." A man follows the seviva. The derech is you follow the seviva, your crowd. The tichosorach odim v'schaver v'tzadikim v'yeshem esel achachomim tamid k'shiyom v'maseim. You have to need a good seviva. All of us need Sviva. Sviva, amongst the Chaverim, where we are, the Beis HaMedrash, where we live, the Svarim that we'll handle, we need a Sviva. Our Amalek was able to be Mashpia and others. And once he went into Zvambati, and he cooled down a little bit, he caused others to come in. And he cooled down, not only did he cool down the water, they cooled down Klal Yisrael, made them also cold, insensitive, lack of feelings. This is a Koyach HaVamolek. This is a Koyach HaVamolek. To go ahead and just to dwell on a Molek, which is Ra, which is Rishis, which is Taiva, which is Zachar Sheosu Lecha HaMolek. Lachah Molek is a Lashon Yochid, even though there's a Chiyuv in the Tzibur. It's not a Chiyuv HaYochid, you'll say. The Kriyas HaTorah cannot be Yoytze unless you eat with a Klaf, with the Tzibur. But Asher Osach HaMolek goes on the Yochid. It's a Chiyuv upon every Yochid to know what a Molek is because he's living with an Amolek. He is also fighting an Amolek. How do we combat this? The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, the famous Mishnah, that by Melchemes Amalek, it says, the Vahoya, Kashi Yor Moshe is Yadog Vagova Yisrael. When Moshe lifted his hands, Yadav Shah Moshe Oisis Mochama, Moshavis Mochama, is a toy in his hands, and if it is toy in his hands, then why did he ever put his hands down? How can he put his hands down? It's just Moshe's hand standing, raising it to heaven. But what does it mean? It means Kozman Shah Yisro Mistakan Klapi Milo Mishabin Slim Lavin Shabbat Shemayim Hoy Mizgabrin. It means that what man has to elevate himself from the oil of Masheker, from the Ashpar of Amalek, and come to realize there's greater things in this world. There are greater things in this world. How is this realization? As it says in the parasha, before we read Vayov HaMolek, Vayikir Shem Amok HaMasim Riva Ariv Bnei Yisrael on the Sosim as Hashem Limor Hayesh Hashem B'kirbeinu Imoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us? And then it says Vayov HaMolek, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imoyim. They asked this question. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us or not? And then it says Vayov HaMolek. So Rashi brings down the Chazal that says HaMolek comes because of this question Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. And it brings down the famous Chazal of Moshe Yodim that has his son on his shoulder. And whatever the son wants, the father gives it to him. He's on the derech, And the son sees a chafetz and he says to his father, give me the chafetz. Give it to me. Then he says the second thing, the third thing, the fourth thing. The son says to his father, I want this chafetz, and the father gives it to him. And finally, when they get to civilization, and the son sees a human being, he says to the human being, can you tell me, fella, where is my father? Where is my father? Then the father looks at his son, don't you know where I am? Where have I been all this time? Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. So many nisim and nefilos. And you go ahead and ask, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean? Klal Yisrael went through Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, all the nisim and nefilos, and they ask where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Are they crazy? Are they stupid? Yishchachim Bagoyim does not mean that Klal Yisrael is stupid. They may have chokhmah, but we're not stupid. What did Chazal say? Hayesh Hashem Bekibbeinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. And the Mefarshim explain as follows. Avada d'avada, when there's a miracle, there's always God. We always believe in God. No question about the Gulf War, 70% of the Israelis said there's God. It's a mess. We always believe in that. It's a mess. Those that fought in the Six-Day War, a mess. The Chemes HaShichur, Anes, everyone agrees to that. Hayesh HaShem B'Kibbeinu goes on every single day, on Tev of every single day. Is God here too? Anisim, I understand. When the doctor says he'll die in 24 hours, and he's right, the doctor's right, the doctor died in 24 hours, and the patient lived for another 24 years. It's Anes. But what about every single day? Every single day life. That the moon has been talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu every single day. Every single day. Whatever we do. It's not Derech Mikra. It's a Ness. It's a Ness. Everything that happens to man is a moon has been talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu. We speak about Emunah. And yet a boy goes ahead and buckles under when it comes to tests and midterms. He buckles under. Emunah. Therefore, he can't have any longer Shmoneh Esrei, and he can't have another Seder, and he can't keep all his door. Because in his mind, if he keeps all his door, he's going to flunk, or he won't get that almighty A. That Muna, yes, but Lamaise, in every single day's life, you speak about have Muna, have Tetochen, have Muna, beautiful statements, have Muna. Do you have Muna? Do you live with Muna? Do you live with Tetochen? How much insurance do you have? How many life insurance do you have as soon as you're born? Do you live in Betochen? A boy tells me, I love learning all the time. I love learning. Now how come you go for a PhD as a backup? In case they fire me from the yeshiva, from my rabbanis. I got my backup. You're giving your whole life for your backup. But I have a Muna. Backup. So a body, Yesh Hashem Bekibbeinu. It's talking about every single teva, every single day is a teva. That's Amalek. That's when Amalek sets in. And I guess it was for everyone. Amalek is not talking. But you see, it's Mitzrayim. Amalek is doing to us. Amalek, our whole society. You always have to worry about that rainy day. Insurance policies. Retirement policies. Everything we have to always prepare. He's a chacham. And knows a rosh hanorah. You have to always prepare. This is the chesaron. Hayesh Hashem b'kibbein. We don't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'teva. We don't say the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave you all these matanis where you're on your father's shoulder. He'll take care of you every single day also. We don't understand that. We don't see that. That's Amalek. Derech Mikra. Chazik ourselves in the Munah B'Kadosh Baruch Hu in Parashat Zohar, which is every single day. It's a Tamidi. It's not just once a year. It's a Shidcha because of once a year. According to Rishonim. According to Rambam and Rishonim, every single day there's a Mitzvah Zohar. Every single day the Rambam says the word Tamid. Constantly. The Munim B'tochem B'Kadosh Baruch Hu Amalek is fake. It's a fake. It's not true. It's a fake. It's shav. It's sheker. It's sheker v'shav. Sheker means I don't know. I don't know. If I say I ate last night, I ate this morning, you know if I'm telling the truth or not. But if I tell you it's morning out, it's shav, it's yedua kol, it's yedua. We don't realize this. We don't realize this. And this is what Amalek represents. It's sheker. He doesn't belong in emes. He has no shaychus in emes. If he has no shaychus in emes, then we emes have no shaychus in sheker.